Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Welcome into another episode edition of Southsiders Podcast, White Sox fan podcast with myself, Shane Reardon, and Gabe Ramirez. You can find me on Twitter at Shane_Reardon and on Instagram at Shane's Meat. You can find Gabe on both platforms at Chicago_Gabe. Gabe, forget the White Sox for a second. How are you doing? I hear a baby in the background today.
Do you already? I tried to close the door, man. I'm like, damn. Oh, there she goes.
Hey, no, it's life. Yeah. There's no sense in trying to make people believe that we're something that we're not. Yeah. You've got kids at home. It's life. Yeah.
And you know what's funny is that, so upstairs I have my, babysitter. Because my wife keeps calling her the nanny. Like, we got a nanny. And I'm like, no. Then people will start counting our money. So we have a babysitter that comes by to watch the kid, you know. Good. So she's upstairs. But here, I know my wife's never going to listen to this podcast. Like, I tell my wife, she comes downstairs, right? And I'm like, hey, don't let the baby see you because she's going to go fucking crazy. And I'm like, so sneak behind me. Baby doesn't care so much about, right? So the baby sees me. I log on. I see Tyler, our producer. And then the babysitter takes the baby. And I say, hey, you got to go upstairs. I got to do this podcast. She's like, cool. My wife, of course, after I just told her that, walks into the room to give her a sweater because the AC's up there. She's like, oh, I just wanted to make sure you were warm. And I'm like, why in the world would you do that knowing that the baby's crying for like 5 minutes. And I'm like, guys, I got to close this door. I got to start this podcast. And then my wife comes out and she's like, did you call me? And I was like, no, I didn't.
Oh my God.
Get your ass in the room, bro. The baby's going crazy. So she's like, let me feed her. And I'm like, so she walks back in the room to feed the baby. And so what you just heard was the drop off of the baby after she fed her. Cause it's like, of course the baby's going to cry no matter what. She don't want milk. She wants her mom.
Okay. So here's my question, and forgive me. It got dark again. I'm sorry. I have no idea where the sun went. Like I'm sitting right next to a window and the sun just went away. Explain to me why you need a babysitter if your wife is going to feed the kid anyway.
Yeah. So my wife works from home.
Okay.
So she works for the federal government. She has like a real big time job. Shout out to anybody who has wives that make six figures. It makes life so much easier. So, hey, whatever she says, I'm in.
Yeah. Okay.
You want a babysitter? Okay. So do I.
Yeah.
I got to go do things too. So, yeah, you work from home, but you're not home. I get it.
Yeah.
So that's how we have a babysitter. And my wife breastfeeds. So, she got to do that whole thing.
All right. That makes sense then.
Yeah. What about you, dude? What you got? I see you with the XRT shirt. You shouting out Lynn Bramer over there or what?
Yeah, of course. I'm always shouting out Lynn Bramer. Lynn Bramer brought us a lot of power to our Odyssey softball game on Monday night. We hung up his jersey in the dugout. And what did we win? What did we beat Scandal by? 19-6?
I was trying to take myself out of the game in the third quarter because third inning. I feel bad, dude. I feel bad. I don't want to say his name on the podcast, but there's certain people that I feel really bad for that are on the team that just sit around there. And I'm like, okay, I understand I'm taking up a slot. You know, I can give somebody these innings. We're going to win. Like, we were obviously going to win that game. So I was like, we're going to win. Let me just, you know, let somebody else get a shot.
Yeah, but at that point, when you were trying to take yourself out, it was like 6-2 or something like that. Or
dude, it was like 13-1 or something. Like that, dude. We were dominating it. We were up by 10 for sure. I would never have said that if we weren't up 10, but we were up 10. And then it was like, you know, Yeah, like three or four guys that can hit home runs in a 16 in softball league. It's like semi unfair to have that kind of a team. Like if we're crushing.
I do feel kind of bad because we have like the. But here's the thing. This is where I don't feel bad. Every other media team, like media entity in this league, they don't have all members from their respective stations or whatever. Sure. We are the only team that every single person on the team is from one of our radio stations.
Yeah.
So I take pride in that. So although I have more radio stations to pull from when I build the roster, I take pride in the fact that we are sticking to the unwritten rule of, hey, make it more fun, have everyone from your media entities be in the team.
And I'll also say, Shane, it's like, let's win the championship first. And then next year we could worry about, you know, getting guys in a lot and, you know, messing with your team so you can make a run for the playoffs. But I like the mindset where it's like, no, we're in destroy mode from right now until the time that the season ends. We take no prisoners.
When are the White Sox going to be in destroy mode? Because I am watching Larry Garcia half-ass throw a ball in from center field on his back foot when he couldn't get to it the other day. What was that, Wednesday? I'm watching Larry Garcia get picked off from third base with Yoan Moncada at the plate and a runner on second and two outs, and you're down one. I'm watching Jose Abreu get doubled off on a liner to the right side, doubled off at first base. I'm watching I don't want to call them lazy, but an uninspired baseball team. Yeah. After they looked pretty darn good before the All-Star break and then the series right after the All-Star break.
Yeah, it's tough because when you're seeing those things happen, you're saying to yourself, well, we heard the initiative, the don't run hard to first base because we want to protect our legs. But you got to understand there's a trickle-down effect to that. If you're not telling guys to play hard like Matt Eberflus in the Chicago Bears, you know, if you're not telling guys to play hard from the absolute beginning, it's tough to have them be in that mindset and playing hard as the game goes on, right? What did all your coaches say growing up? You play how you practice, right? And so if you have guys that are like, I think you tweeted it out, or maybe it was you, where you're like, drop third strikes, guys ain't running to first base. Like, what's that about, right? And then so if you're not doing that, if you're not in the game in that way, and you're just hoping for base hits and home runs, and as opposed to, you know, station-to-station baseball, then you're going to get what you got. And you mentioned Laurie Garcia. Even on the play in the bottom of the ninth, when they hit that base hit to right, and he was playing right, it's not like he was, like, at the warning track when he threw that ball. He was damn near touching the second baseman. He still couldn't make it to the plate in time. That one was frustrating to me. So I think all around, it's just – they're not. I think they have to come to the realization that they're not until they do, right? Instead of me hoping that they will and then them not, I just think I'm hoping, I'm just like, they're not. And then I'm just, if they do, it'll be awesome, you know?
Seems like you got a lot of 24, 25, 26, 27-year-olds who can't play more than one game in a row with an off day on either end, bookending two games. I understand that you're not going to put Eloy Jimenez in left field in Colorado because it's the biggest outfield in baseball. And it's somewhat difficult to ask Yasmani Grandal to catch 2 days in a row, especially when the day before was a night game and then a day game. But that's a problem with how the team was built then. If you know all you have is a bunch of first base DH types, the hell are you doing building a roster like that? Why can't a 24-year-old – what's wrong with Andrew Vaughn? Like, why can't he play three games in a row? He's not a difference maker. What's wrong with Eloy Jimenez? If he can't play the outfield and he can't – whatever, why is he fucking activated?
Yeah, it's like why you know, you're saving guys for a playoff run that is non-existent right now, and you're trying to save guys up. I'm curious what you thought. I'm glad we get a chance to talk right now. I'm curious what you thought about Liam Hendricks not coming out for the second game. Speaking of not playing games back to back, I know he threw 27 pitches or 26 pitches or whatever on the first game against Colorado, and it was a night game, granted. But then the next day, you know, it's a tight game. And if this were the playoffs, Liam Hendricks will be out there pitching that second game. And then Kendall Graveman pitched the day before, and he pitched 11. So you're talking about the difference of 15 pitches. If you're trying to use the justification, well, Kendall Graveman only threw 11, so therefore we could throw him out there. And I know the bullpen's short, but I don't know. Liam's a dog. I feel like I can't imagine him saying, nah, I'm straight. I'm not going to go out there today. Like, what did you think about him not going out the second day?
Liam Hendricks takes I'm trying to get the name of the medication right now. Liam Hendricks takes a medication that in high altitude makes his fingers a little numb sometimes.
Okay.
So the reason he couldn't go back to back in Colorado is because of the altitude mixed with the medication that he takes. So it heightens the fingers being numb. So I don't know if you saw him on MLB Central during the All-Star break. He was talking about that a little bit, and him saying the White Sox won't let him go back to back. It all has to do with the medication that he takes for the nerve damage, or the not the the elbow. The I can't remember what fucking tendon, whatever it is, the one that put him out for like 3-4 weeks or whatever. The altitude heightens the numbness of the fingers coupled with the medication. So I'm fine with that. I'm more not fine with Joe Kelly having another nerve issue with the bicep and not being able to finish that inning, coupled with Tony La Russa in post in Colorado on Wednesday, not knowing what the injury was. I don't know if you heard him in post with those reporters, but he's like adamant with the reporters that no, it's not an arm issue. It's not an arm issue for Joe Kelly. And then someone reads in the report and he snaps like, what was the report?
Like, what are you talking about?
It was a bicep. He's got a bicep problem. That's a big arm problem. It's just, you got your guy, Ronaldo. I don't know if he's still following you on Instagram. You got him on the DL. You got your guy Lance Lynn, who's shoving right now that you don't even want to.
He pitched one game. Stop saying he's shoving. He pitched one good game, bro. Come on. Anyway, we're not going to get into that. I hope he keeps pitching well. But, dude, it looks like, you know, whereas I was giving Han some shit about him saying, you know, that the bullpen was the biggest area of need. And I just thought to myself, well, I feel like the bullpen's been doing fine. But when you get to a game like game two against Colorado, where the bullpen was thin, you didn't have Ronaldo, you couldn't pitch Liam, you know, you got, you know, you're just, who else were you going to put in? Tanner Banks instead of Kendall Graveman. Vinny Duber was on my show the other day, and he actually broke that down to me because I didn't understand that. I was like, what was going on there? So he was telling me how there was the only person left in the bullpen was Tanner Banks. And so, I mean, I was like, oh, okay, well, then I guess it'd be nice if we had another, you know, bullpen arm out there. And then you start getting bummed out about the lefty arms that you could have had, or like, what would your bullpen look like if you had Garrett Crochet and Bummer in that rotation in the back end, and how much better your team would be, or at least the ability to close out games like that. But again, that's not our problem. That's management's problem. Like, why isn't that taken care of? Why don't we have somebody in the farm system that can eat up a couple of innings, you know, that can do something like that? I don't know. It's just frustrating, man. It's just the frustration continues, Shane.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.